Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Sunday, everyone. I'm Donna Paige Riley, the Etiquette Lady.
And my name is Denise Harding. I am the HR Lady.
And welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. It is Sunday, November 23rd, and we are broadcasting from the beautiful city of Atlanta. And, of course, you know, Denise, the temperature started out cold this morning, but it warmed up into the 50s.
Beautiful day.
Gosh, it was such a relief from the last few very, very cold days that we had. So that was a welcome change today. And, of course, we hope it's been a beautiful day wherever you are. And today's topic is etiquette in the supermarket. Etiquette in the supermarket. Now, of course, we know that during the season of Thanksgiving, stores are more crowded than ever, as, of course, we make preparation to prepare the biggest meal of the year. And usually some of that includes, what, Denise, turkey and dressing and
gravy and green beans, sweet potato pies.
Oh, yes. And cranberry sauce and, gosh, macaroni and cheese and all those things that a lot of them we probably should be avoiding. unless it's just this time of the year. But of course, we're going to discuss how to make this shopping time as polite as possible. And let's just kind of give everyone the number. It is 347-324-3295. Once again, 347-324-3295. Or if you prefer to email, you can email us at info@pagesetiquette.com. That's info@PAIGESETIQUETTE. And, of course, Denise, we know that we have new listeners every week, and just want to say welcome to all the new listeners and always certainly like to just talk just a couple minutes about the origin of the word etiquette. Of course, the name of the show is titled What is Etiquette Anyway? And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. And, of course, we know by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And, of course, the word etiquette itself, it comes from an old French word meaning ticket. And it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And Charles I and II of England, they actually copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And, of course, if you have good etiquette, then you certainly do have the ticket to society. And who out there does not want the ticket to society? I know I certainly do. Well, once again, let's talk about etiquette in the supermarket. And we want you to call in if you, you know, if you work in a supermarket or if you have supermarket pet peeves, just any comments that you would like to share with us this evening would be great. And, you know, as a matter of fact, when you think of etiquette in the supermarket, what comes to mind? Because I don't think a lot of times people really even think about etiquette in the supermarket. And, you know, I think if that were the case, then we would see, I think, a little more polite behavior. And, of course, I'm going to share some pet peeves that we have with you. But first of all, we're going to go ahead and go to our first caller, and extension 1856. Caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Well, hello and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, we're doing just great. Doing just great. Well, when you think of etiquette in the supermarket, what do you think of?
I think of, why is it there aren't enough cashiers? When it's around the holidays, when it's a Monday or a regular Tuesday, they're filled up, their lines are always open. But when it comes down to the holidays, it's like it's only two people and no baggers, so they're also ringing you up and bagging. That is so irritating.
Right, right. That is a real good point. And, you know, I know with the recession, you know, a lot of them have cut back, but you're absolutely correct. During this, and I think this is the most crucial time in the supermarkets, because people are buying up all these wonderful, wonderful foods, trying to prepare them. But yes, when you do encounter that, you know, I guess we should talk about what to do. And this is good. This will kind of give us an opportunity to talk about as far as preparation, because I certainly want to talk about preparation and before you head out to the store. But of course, with what you just said, that may be one of the things you want to keep in mind. There is a possibility that there will be a shortage of cashiers. So basically what you want to think is to go ahead and set your mind to thinking, okay, I probably am going to have to stand in line a little longer than usual because they appear as if they are short of help.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad you did raise that because, yes, that could be a possibility. And what we want to do is say, okay, what are we going to do about it? Or, you know, how are we going to react? Are we going to proact or are we going to react? So if we go in kind of expecting, you know, it's a possibility with the recession, with people being laid off and with a lot of the stores not being able to afford extra help, this is a possibility. So I think that will certainly go on our list as far as preparing our mind. And, of course, even before going in the supermarket, talking about tips before you go out, you want to eat first. Eat. Do not go to do any type of grocery shopping hungry, because what usually happens?
You buy too much.
Mm-hmm. Right. You buy too much. You buy everything you see because you're hungry. So if it's nothing more than eating an apple or, you know, a granola bar or something before you go out so that you can focus. And, of course, make a list. That is crucial, to make a list before you go out so that you know exactly what you're going to purchase. Because a lot of times if you go out to, you know, to do your grocery shopping and you don't have a list and you're tired, so you're short on patience, and being short on patience means you're short on manners. Okay, so this is what it's equivalent to. So you want to make sure that, you know, you prepare as much as possible. And, you know, for those of us that use coupons, you want to organize and have your coupons with you and have those ready. And that will help you feel a little better, too, by going out and shopping, because, you know, you're going to save a little money. You know, coupons are actually, they're equivalent to dollars. And I think, Denise, I think you mentioned about going, you know, at the least busy time, you know, go out at the least busy time, which it usually is. It's usually early in the morning or late.
Later at night.
Later at night or even later on the weekends.
One other suggestion, too, is if you get to the front and the lines are backed up and it's only a couple of cashiers, don't hesitate to ask the manager or whoever is in charge at the front to open up other lines, because normally there are stockers, there are other managers in the building, and most times they have people who are what we call backup cashiers, people who are trained to run the registers when it's really, really busy.
Mm-hmm.
Some places like Target and Lowe's, when it's more than one or, more than three people in line, they are supposed to call for backup cashiers.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they don't call, you can also ask if you're going to be opening up other lines, because, you know, the lines are really backed up.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great idea. I know a lot of times what happens is you'll hear customers complaining amongst themselves, and saying things like, man, I can't believe they don't have any more lines open, or I can't believe with all these people in the store. But like you said, Denise, instead of doing that, go. And I've done it several times. I will not hesitate to go to customer service or go seek out a manager and ask them if they would be kind enough to please open up another line. You know, and most of the times they do that, even if they have to go and open themselves as managers. And then sometimes, you know, they've said, well, we've had some people call out and we just don't have enough help. And then if the customers can understand what's going on. And I think that is crucial for the store personnel to make sure, and that's part of the customer service, to make sure that the customers understand. If the customers understand what's going on, they'll be a little more accepting, and which is equivalent, again, to be a little more, you know, mannerable or polite. So that, you know, that's a great idea. Instead of, you know, complaining amongst ourselves, which none of us can go and open up a line, so why not, you know, go ahead and say something to someone who can help. So that's a great idea. We're going to go ahead and bring another caller in on our conversation as well, and that is extension 1624. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, caller. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? We are talking about etiquette in the supermarket.
Oh.
And what would you like to say, whether it's etiquette blunders or bloopers or pet peeves or, you know, during this season, which is the busiest season for shopping in the grocery store or the supermarket? We're talking about ways that it can really be a polite experience.
Okay, do not sneeze across on the vegetables, please.
Oh, yeah.
Please. I mean, you know, everyone usually says you cover your mouth, which, you know, usually people should know this, but or put your arm in your elbow, which is actually the better way to, you know, to prevent germs. But I was just in the store, actually. It was Friday. Yeah, today's Sunday. It was Friday. I was in the store. And, you know, I feel sorry for this young lady. She was probably very sick, but I didn't want to get sick as well. And we're over in the produce, in the vegetables and all that, the fresh vegetables, and she's just, like, coughing, just, like, everywhere. So I asked her, could you please refrain or step away from where, you know, we have to purchase the rest of our vegetables from.
Sure. Sure.
So that's just something that's, I don't know. I don't know if people realize they're doing it.
Right, right. It's called, there was one, I'm trying to think what movie that was. And I'm thinking, it just kind of puts you in the mind when you said step away. It's like, please step away from the vegetable.
Yes.
But I can't remember what movie that was in. But you're right, and as a matter of fact, just like we were just saying, when you think of etiquette in the supermarket, most people don't think about it, and it's just not a thought, so it's nothing conscious that you actually realize you're doing. And, of course, I've seen people, of course, you know, eating up several vegetables or fruit,
I guess,
right there. And I like to and hope that my, you know, fruits especially are sweeter, they're going to taste well, but then I think about they're not clean. And a lot of times we think they're not clean because of the pesticides and things like that. But you just gave us a whole additional thought. And I don't think we think about other people touching them or sneezing on them or coughing on them and things like that, which really make them unclean.
Mm-hmm.
So that is certainly a great comment. And thank you for sharing that. And, of course, I know one of my pet peeves is when I am looking for something on the shelf and someone walks right in front of me and does not say a word, no excuse me, or either walks in front of you and stops so they can look.
Yes.
And that just really, that is probably the worst pet peeve that I have when it comes to shopping in the supermarket, because it happens all the time. And when someone says excuse me, you know, I make sure I say you're excused very loud, because it doesn't happen very often. And I just don't think people even think about it. They're, you know, they're looking at what they're looking for. They're on a mission, and, you know, manners are no part of that, and that's just not good. So that's another reason we're doing this show, to make sure, to make people conscious, you know, of what's going on in the store. And, of course, yeah, you know, part of researching for this show, you know, included, you know, interviewing customers and managers and different store personnel, and some of the things that they revealed were kind of unbelievable but true. For example, well, of course, and we see this, a lot of the cashiers have a problem with you being on your cell phone while they're ringing you up, and you see it all the time. People are on the cell phone while they're trying to put their items, place their items on the belt, and then they're on the cell phone when it's time for them to pay, and a lot of times they're not sure what they said because they're on the phone. It is so impolite to do that. You're disrespecting the cashier because she's trying to provide you and give you her undivided attention, and we have to do that. We have to start hanging up our cell phones at least as long as, you know, long enough to complete that transaction. That is so important. And that was one of the issues from some of the cashiers. Also, another one was the money. Sometimes the cashiers would say, a lot of times people did not wish to put the money in their hand. Okay, you hold out your hand for the money, and they lay it down on the counter instead. And what's that all about? And needless to say, that's a little rude, okay? And it's just, it's incredible, you know, some of the things. And, of course, something else was, have you ever been shopping and say you're over in, oh, you may be looking, you may be over in the canned goods area. You know, you may be looking at canned goods, and you may see something like, I don't know, a box of cereal sitting in the canned goods. Or you may be in one of the other departments, maybe where there's, you know, your apples, and they're kind of chilled, and you may see a carton of milk sitting there. What has happened is someone chose not to purchase the item, but they also chose not to take it back to put it back where it belongs. So we have to be careful if we change our mind to either put it back. If not, take it up to the front with you and then simply let the cashier know that you changed your mind on the item, and they'll make sure that gets back to the right place, because that would be, you know, really so not good to have, say, a half a gallon of milk sitting in the canned food section until someone happens to see it and take it back. So that will prevent someone from getting some milk that should have been in the dairy area that could be spoiled. Mm-hmm. And that just, you know, that's just common courtesies and being considerate, you know, of other people. So that is just really, really important. And of
you
course,
know, Donald,
mm-hmm.
Go right ahead.
No,
I was going to say, you know, you were talking earlier about cell phone usage for and when customers come through the line.
Mm-hmm.
But what really gets to me is when I go through the line and the cashiers are talking to each other back and forth, or they're talking with the bag person and they're not paying attention to what they should be doing in terms of your transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you hear all of their, whatever their conversation is about, anything from what they did yesterday, last night, where they're going shopping, anything. And I really think that it's kind of rude to talk about all of your business in front of customers when you should be making sure that you're taking care of them and getting everybody through the line as quickly as possible. Because I've seen them just stop and not acknowledge or finish your transaction and continue to talk with somebody. And I just think that is extremely rude.
You're exactly correct. And, you know, whether people know it or not, when you are in a customer service position, the only time you should be on the phone or you are distracted is when you are either, you know, talking to the manager or trying to resolve something for that customer. Other than that, it is imperative that you give your customer your undivided attention. It's just being courteous. You know, making sure that when you are taking care of them, you're actually taking care of them. And just like you said, Denise, not turned around talking about, you know, girl, what we did last night, and that was fun. And the customer's like, okay. And I know nowadays, I remember when I was in high school and I worked in one of the department stores, and what is so different, the SKU numbers, we would have to manually put in all those SKU numbers is what they were called, the SKU numbers. And we had to manually enter all of those. And see, now I think the reason that it's so convenient for a lot of cashiers or customer service personnel to carry on conversations and to multitask is because of the scanner. You just simply, you know, you scan it across the little, it reads the bar, and then you have the pricing. And I think we had to pay much more attention back then because we had to manually enter every single number, and it was very important that that number that you entered was polite, or was correct, rather. I'm so excited always about talking about being polite. But so I think that's a lot of it, too. Since the computers are doing a lot, I think a lot of times people think they can multitask. But you can multitask, that's all fine and well, but making sure that you're providing, you know, great customer service is imperative. It really is. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can bring on another caller.
Wait a minute now.
Extension 3447. Let's see. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello, caller? Okay, I'm not sure what happened. But, caller, you can feel free to give us a call back if you'd like. So with the Thanksgiving holiday upon us, what happens when you pull in and you don't, let me back up, I don't remember if we said this, but if at all possible, do not wait until the last minute to go shopping. Because once you wait until the last minute to go shopping for all your food, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about etiquette in the supermarket, then, of course, you're going to have less patience. More than likely, the store is going to be out of something that is on your list. And, of course, you're not going to be happy about that because you already know you're going to have to go to another store to see if they have the missing items that you weren't able to get because you waited until the last minute. So don't wait till the last minute to go shopping. You know, try to go do your shopping tomorrow, which is Monday, because we already know that Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, is going to be extremely crowded. I remember one year I went really late as far as last minute. I went on Wednesday, and it was just so amazing. In this particular store, it was extremely crowded, but I really commended management because they had such a system down pat with their lines, and the lines were backed all the way up, but the system was so great, we hardly stayed in there, stood in line any time. So, and that's something, too, for the managers, you know, make sure you have your system down pat, and so you can go ahead and get your people in and out. So I commended the manager that day because the lines were so extremely long. But I'll say there was probably a 10, 12-minute maximum of standing in line, which to walk up to the line and to see all those people, you would have thought you probably would have been in line at least 20, 25 minutes. So that was great. Now, depending on which store you're in, that may or may not be the case. So that's why you want to try, you know, to avoid going out last minute. and probably not just the supermarkets, Denise. Also, you know, why don't you talk about some other areas? Because people are trying to have their house cleaned and recarpeted and those kinds of things as well.
Actually, you are so right, Donna. Actually, this past Saturday, yesterday, as well as Friday, people were rushing to make changes in the house so that they could have a clean and neat home for their guests on next Thursday. And I recall several people coming in to pick up items to be installed. We had installation takes a 2 or 3 day process, and most of the installers are off on Wednesday. And I, you know, again, I don't, you know, I can't say enough as what you said about being early and doing the projects the same as doing shopping early, because some of the availability of what you need may not be there when you need it. And at the last minute, you're looking at, well, perhaps they can get it done. It might be inconvenient for you, or they may not be able to get it done at all. I've seen an influx of people buying paint, cleaning supplies, renting out rug doctors. Also, maybe fixing a door or a gate, or one of those dog-eared panels might be missing out front. But I can tell you that it's just as interesting in home improvement as it is in the grocery store. The people are also buying Christmas decorations. Of course, a lot of people in the area where I work like to put their decorations up before Thanksgiving, and if not, on Thanksgiving evening. They are out and about shopping and trying to get things done at the last minute, and sometimes it may not work out, so I do suggest trying to get there as soon as possible when you know you want to have that particular project completed.
Mm-hmm. So just early planning is key.
And
even on that note, as we prepare to close, of course, Friday is normally the biggest shopping day of the year after Thanksgiving sale. Take your patience, take your manners, because it's going to be very, very busy. So please do that. And, of course, one of our follow-up shows, we're going to certainly talk about shopping. 'Tis the season to shop after Thanksgiving. But, of course, I always like to remind you to remember the first rule of etiquette is the golden rule, which is do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, or treat others the way you want to be treated. That is just so important for you to just to remember that. And also to feel good about yourself, be considerate of others, and, of course, be the best you can be. And I like to challenge you every week to perform at least one random act of kindness this week. And before you know it, you'll be performing a random act of kindness on a daily basis. It's nothing but telling someone thank you or holding the door. Those are random acts of kindness. Again, we thank you so much for joining us this evening. We've been talking about etiquette in the supermarket. Thanks for tuning in each week to What is Etiquette Anyway? Be sure to join us next week at 7:30 p.m. Have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving, and take time to think about those things that are near and dear to your heart that you are grateful for. So let's not get so caught up in the big meal, but you want to remember the true reason for the season. Thanks again for joining us. Look forward to seeing you next week. Take care. God bless.